Okay, so we're back to our lesson in how to study the Bible, and we said that there are 16 things that we need to do to have an effective Bible study. Can you give me some? Okay, have a spiritual life. You need to be saved. You need to have faith, right? Faith in the Bible, that it is the very word of God. It's not like other some other books, right? It is the very word of God. We should have the right goals to study the Bible, okay? And we have to have the right priority. Now, what's your priority? First thing in the morning, right? We have to have the hunger for God and his truth. We also have to concentrate and focus on the Bible, on what we read. And guess what? Reading the Bible is hard work, right? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, okay? So we need also to pray. Prayer is what we need to have an effective Bible study. We need to have patience and persistence because there's a lot of distractions around us. And if we give up so easily, guess what? It's not going to help us at all in our Christian walk. Paying attention to the details, that's another thing that we need to have an effective Bible study. Okay, we need to have to be obedient as well. The Word of God says, search the Scriptures, right? The Word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God. We need to confess our sins as well. Confession of sin is very important, right? So that as we look into the Word of God, we know that we're clean, okay? Because that's sacred, isn't it? Okay? And we need to be humble as well. Humility is what we need. We need to humble ourselves and let God speak to us, because there's nothing we can do outside of God's will, right? And we can only determine God's will when we read his word, the Bible, okay? Also, reading and studying, these are the three factors or items that are left in our study. There's 16 altogether. Now we've finished 13. Humility was the last one we discussed. Now we're going to go through 14, 15, and 16. 14 is to have an effective Bible study, we need to read and study the Bible. Read and study the Bible. Okay, so to have an effective Bible study, it requires both reading and studying. Now, are these two different, or are they the same? Reading and studying. You see, reading is different from studying. Reading and studying are two different things. It is necessary first simply to read the Bible. And there's no other thing that can help the believer better than understand the Bible than simply reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it. Okay, if the Bible is important to us, and it is the very word of God, if it is important to us, we need to read it. We can't skip reading the Bible, because if it's something important, we need to spend time in it, right? And we said reading the Bible takes hard work. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, right? It takes hard work. Why? Because if it's easy, everybody would be doing it. But it takes persistence as well, right? And so we need to read the Bible. And if you learn nothing else from this, our study, I challenge you to make the reading of the Scriptures a big part of your Christian life. a big part of your Christian life. It is necessary also not just to read the Bible, but it is necessary as well to study. Now, what is required to study the Bible? What do we have to do? You see, if you read the Bible, you set aside some time, not just 10 minutes, by the way, right? Not just 10 minutes of your day. You see, how many hours do we have in a day? 24 hours, right? How many minutes? Half hour a day is what they're devoting to your study, which is a good thing, right? But the thing is, if you're just reading it, it takes a while before you can actually understand the Bible, right? Because you see, if you just read it, especially if you're just interested in taking your schedule, right? Just to say that you've already read the Bible, you tick off those verses, those chapters, guess what? It doesn't sink in. But you need to set aside reading of the Word sometime during the day and studying as well. Maybe a better way to do it is just read it on the first half of the year. And then on the second half of the year, you can actually finish the Bible, reading through the Bible, the old and the new, in 6 months. Right? When you're done with that, you can study the Bible. This involves slowing down the pace. You see, it involves doing word studies as well. It involves analyzing individual passages, comparing verses with some other verses, right? Doing topical studies, doing outlining books, using commentaries, okay? Those are the things that we need to do as we study the Bible. This is the point where we begin to use Bible study tools. You see, we need to read the Bible systematically. Now, what do we mean by systematically? We read the Bible systematically. That means we read the Bible all the way through. We have a system, right? And so some people, well, it's better for them to have a program. It's better for them to have an outline of the verses that they're supposed to read that day. Nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with that. We have to read it systematically. And to read it systematically, we have to read it through all the way through, right? So each individual book of the Bible complements other books. And so the Bible is not just merely a series of writings, but it is one book. Amen. Right? It is one book. Each individual book of the Bible complements the other books. Think of the Bible as a one book with different chapters. The different books are the chapters, right? That's how we read the Bible. Okay. Now, it is also good to divide your reading time between the Old Testament and the New Testament. If we read continually in the Old Testament without also reading part of the New Testament, we can forget that we no longer live under the Mosaic Law and that it is given only to lead us to Christ. And the law can actually hinder rather than strengthen the spiritual life if it is not used properly, right? And so always be careful to look at the Old Testament through the eyes of the New Testament. It can be helpful, though it certainly should not be made into a hard and fast rule to read the New Testament at least twice in a year and read the Old Testament at least once. You see, if you read five chapters a day, you're going to go through once in the Old Testament in 1 year and twice of the Old Testament, of the New Testament in 1 year. Now, five chapters, is that hard to do? Is that hard to read? Five chapters in a day, right? It is also good to have a Bible reading plan. You see, like I said, five chapters in a day, you can read through the Bible in a year. By reading one chapter a day, just one chapter a day, right? One can read through the Bible in 3 years and 3 months. Okay? So there are suggested Bible reading plans. We have the 52-week Bible reading plan, right? And that's available on the internet as well, if you search it, right? So you will read the Old Testament once and the New Testament twice in a year if you follow the 52-week Bible reading plan, all right? Like I said, search it on the internet and you'll find it. We also have the perpetual Bible reading schedule. It is a system where you read one portion from four different parts of the Bible. Okay, like for example, historical, Genesis to 2 Kings. Devotional is the 1 Chronicles to the Song of Solomon. Prophetical is from Isaiah all the way to Malachi. And the New Testament is doctrinal. Okay, so if you read, if you follow this perpetual reading plan, you're going to go through the Bible in no time, right? It is available also on the internet, okay, perpetual reading plan. The Good Book Company Bible reading plan also uses a Bible portion from four parts of the Bible, the history and the prophets in the Old Testament, the wisdom books of the Old Testament, the New Testament Gospels, and the New Testament epistles, okay? So this is also available on the internet. Back to the Bible has five different Bible reading plans as well. So what I'm giving you now are to have a systematic Bible study, right? You can follow this, or because it's, some people say, well, I read the Bible, I open the Bible and point at the verse, whatever is I'm pointing, that my finger is pointing to, that's what I read in the day, right? That doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't cut it, right? So the Bible has to be read systematically, okay? The other recommendation is that read an individual book of the Bible repeatedly until the theme and the theme of the book becomes very clear. You see, a well-known Bible commentator, Campbell Morgan, read a book of the Bible 50 times before commenting. 50 times, right? Dr. Bruce Lackey advocated reading it 10 times. The exact number of times is not the essential thing. What is essential is that you read the book or passage enough so that its meaning becomes clear to you. And its individual parts begin to fit together and make sense. So it's not just sitting down, having your plan, reading your Bible, and ticking your verses for the day, right? We really have to spend more time reading God's Word. It's not just 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of your what? How many minutes in a day, right? So by the way, I just thought of this. How many days did ask us to give back to him in a week? One day in a week, right? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is that one day 10%? Really? Is that one day that God is asking us 10%? Okay, well, let's do this. How many hours are there in a week? 24 times 7 is?
168.
168. What is 10% of 168?
17.
Because that's what God is basically asking us to give him back, to give him, give to him, right? So 168, so 16.8 hours. Where's this 7.2 hours? The 7.2 hours, if you look at the sleep almanac, is the average number of hours a person sleeps. So 16.8 plus 7.2 hours that you sleep is 24 hours. Now, why is sleep not considered? Because you're not productive for God when you sleep, are you? It's only those 16.8 hours that you're awake. So that 1%, that one day that God is asking us is actually 10%. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, so read an individual book of the Bible repeatedly until the theme is becoming clear to you. Keep a pocket Bible or New Testament handy so that you can make the most out of an extra time during the day by reading a portion of the scripture. You've seen those New Testament Bibles, right? Those pocket Bibles. There used to be. I've got quite a few of them, and they're really small, but you still can read them, right? They're New Testament, and it's handy because you can just put it in your pocket, and you can use it, right? So, when you're in the bus or waiting for your ride, guess what? Now you can spend time reading God's word. Or if you have the Bible in your phone, guess what? You can do that as well. So there's no excuse not to give our time into reading God's word, because we can create time, right? So much time is wasted that could be better spent. You see, you're waiting for your ride, you're not doing anything, guess what? Be productive, right? Bring out that Bible. One can also have some of the benefits of reading the Bible by listening to a cassette. There's also an audio Bible, right? You can just keep that playing in your car, right? But there's no substitute in reading God's word. Okay? Maybe you can put that audio Bible where you're supposed to read today. That'll help, but you still have to read. Okay? That doesn't take the place of your reading. So divide your Bible study time into two parts, right? One part reading and one part studying. Like I said, they're two different things. You can do your reading in one sitting. You can do your studying in one sitting, right? Or you can divide them into two separate times during the day. Divide your Bible reading into morning and evening portions. So if you don't have time really to finish what you're reading in the morning, guess what? There's no excuse for not finishing that. You can't leave that off for the following day, because guess what? You won't be able to do it. I guarantee you. It will be hard because you have those five chapters that you're supposed to read the following day as well, and the two chapters that you haven't read today. Guess what? Now you're not going to be able to do it, right? And so we need to just be wise in using our time, investing our time into reading God's word. Okay, so to have an effective Bible study, we need reading and studying. We need to read and study. Number 15, effective Bible study requires, guess what? The help of a good church.
Amen.
The help of a good church. It says in 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. in Ephesians 4, 11, 12, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So each one of us need to be part of a New Testament church. Need to be part of the New Testament church, because the church is the institution God has ordained to be the pillar and ground of the truth. Okay? So we need to be part of a church. It is that to that institution to which he has given ministry, gifted men for the edification of the saints. That's why we have pastors and teachers, right? It is not God's will for a Christian to be lone maverick, but we have to be part of a good, sound New Testament church. This is the biblical pattern for a Christian, is to join himself to a sound Bible study, a Bible-believing church. This, by the way, is emphasized all the way in the New Testament. It is particularly in the church that the Christian is to hear the word of God. That's the only place. You say, I can hear the word of God on TV, on radio, but really, what's wrong with that? Exactly. And the thing, too, is you can filter what you want to hear, right? If you don't want to, just mute that button. You press the mute button, right? You don't want what he's talking about? Guess what? Mute that button. And the thing, too, is we're not sure exactly if what they're saying is true or not. Okay? And so we're exposing ourselves to danger spiritually. Okay? That's why you be careful in what you listen and what you watch on TV. Okay? Hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He has a special message for each church today. Each church is a body, and the members are to be taught and edified together by the Lord through the pastors and teachers. Okay? So, don't waste the precious opportunity of learning from the church. So many Christians are so incredibly careless about the preaching and teaching they sit under. Many are not faithful to all of the services. Right? So, what is Hebrews 9:27? Let's go there, please. Hebrews 9:27. The Bible says, sorry, not 9:27, 10:25. Thank you. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, right? Let's stop there. It says not forsaking, but we have forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, right? The church is no longer important. We're not faithful to all the services. And many who are faithful hardly look at their Bibles. You see, we never take down notes, do we? And so if we just listen with our ears, guess what? The following day, you've forgotten what the pastor has preached. Right? Let me ask you a question. What did you eat yesterday morning for breakfast? You're probably going to, I can't remember, right? And I can't. And much more with what you've heard. Right? And so if we don't take down notes, and if we don't make no effort to capture something, we're not going to benefit from it later on, right? And so we're supposed to take down notes as well. Yes, use every opportunity of sitting under good preaching and teaching to capture as much as possible for your spiritual life and ministry. Now we need to take down notes. Come prepared to capture the things the Lord has shown you, shows you during the preaching and teaching. Don't come complaining, right? Come praying. Come with a pen and paper. Come with a Bible. Come with a Bible. Come with pencil or colored pens to mark your Bible. Underline important things. Jot down cross-references that you find during the teaching. Jot down definitions of words. That's why the wide margin Bible is recommended for that purpose. For you to take down notes, right? Jot down definitions of words. Jot down good outlines that you can use later. Jot down good thoughts and helpful sayings. That's what we need to do. Lastly, to have an effective Bible study, number 16, we need to memorize the books of the Bible. That's why we go through each, before the start of our lessons, we go through saying the books of the Bible, right? There's a reason. There's a reason why we do that. You see, a good starting point for effective Bible study is to memorize the names and order of the 66 books of the Bible. You see, this will greatly help us as we search the scriptures, as we run cross-references, right? It's useful if you use a concordance and look up passages during the preaching services, right? And so if pastor says, open your books to the book of, your Bible to the book of Job, and if he has to wait for everybody to find it, and right, it would take, he won't be able to finish his message in half an hour or 45 minutes, right? And that's why, to help us and to help him, we need to memorize the books of the Bible. There's no way around it. We have to memorize the books of the Bible. All right? So are there any questions before we end our lesson today? By the way, there's one more topic we're going to talk about next Sunday, and then we'll shift to another topic. Okay? So, any questions? There's one lesson that's left, which is how we interpret the Bible. Lessons in or how to interpret the Bible properly.